Hi, plant people, and welcome to the Plants by Wade Lee podcast. I'm your host, Wade Lee. I am honored and so grateful that you are taking the time to tune in to this conversation, join this conversation about everything plants. That's right, everything. We're going to do plant DIYs, thrifting for plant items, talking to plantrepreneurs, local farmers, anything that you can think of about plants. It's going to be here. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to experience the magic of plants with you. Hey, plant people. Thank you so much for tuning in to the first episode of the Plants by Wade Lee podcast. I think it's important to start this conversation of how I got obsessed and completely in love with the magic of plants. 15 years ago, I moved to New York City to pursue a career as an editorial hairstylist, a fashion hairstylist, doing hair for magazines, runway, commercials, campaigns. And in the process of experiencing New York City, I met a gentleman named Steven Schulman. We quickly became best friends. He was a theater nerd, loved anything theater. He also had a very big passion for promoting artists. So not only did he become my best friend, he became my biggest cheerleader, my boyfriend. And then we had a beautiful wedding in St. Augustine, Florida. 40 to 50 of our friends from New York came to St. Augustine to celebrate love. And we go back to New York. I'm doing Vogue, the top runways and campaigns that you could think of. And Steven gets diagnosed with stage 3 pancreatic cancer. And then fast forward to a pandemic and the travel ban and his family not able to visit Steven anymore. I knew it was important that we go back to Florida, to live in Florida, so that not only Steven could be with his family, but I could also have support as a full-time caregiver. So we planned the trip to move to St. Augustine, Florida, and Steven's best friend, Megan, accompanies us and drives the van from New York to St. Augustine, Florida. And the last 2 days that she's there, she's like, you know, getting ready to take the van back to the rental place. And she said, hey, Wade, is there anywhere else that you want to go before I take this van? Because I did not have a vehicle nor a license because I lived in New York for 11 years. And so I quickly thought of a place that I wanted to go visit. And that was Leonardi's Nursery in St. Augustine. This is a place that I am familiar with because I was in charge of doing the flowers and plant arrangement for our wedding in St. Augustine. And because I'm a horrible organizer and complete procrastinator, I didn't figure it out until the morning of the wedding. And I went to Leonardi's and I got these beautiful white flowers and put them in pots and made it work. And it was beautiful. And so I remember Leonardi's being such a special place because it really made the day magical because it was perfect. I mean, down to like flowing ferns that we had at the altar. Anyways, we went to Leonardi's. I think I got 8 plants, and 8 plants turned into 100 quickly. And they became my lifeline to life, to something living. I was seeing my best friend slip away. And taking care of plants became my lifeline to something that was living. And living by the beach helped a lot too, but plants definitely saved my life. And the magic of plants is that they teach us about the cycle of life.
that maybe for a moment, just this moment, this beautiful living being is with you. And then in a moment, they're no longer there. It happens with plants too. Like, you get a big, beautiful plant, you love it, and then it declines quickly, and it's out of your control, and you don't know what to do. You can have the exact same plant, and that one flourishes. That's what's been so amazing about these last 3 years. It's been almost 4 years now. This fall will be 4 years. It's so interesting that through this time, I have been able to experience so many joys and new beginnings. And learn that, you know, you have to keep living. You have to keep going. There are people counting on you. And there are people that love you and want to fertilize you and encourage you and strengthen you, just as we do as plant parents with our plants. You gotta step back sometimes and realize and open up and allow that support system around you, as you are a support system to your plants. You have to have that support system around you to keep growing, to keep flourishing, to help prune those bad leaves and see if you have spider mites. I'm grateful, so grateful that I have that in my life. And that is the truth and the reality of why I'm obsessed with plants. And when I started doing the Plants by Wade Lee Instagram, you know, it was those first plants that I got at Leonardi's. And I was quickly able to find other plant people who are obsessed with plants, who are kind and who are nice. And I've made so many amazing connections and even friendships through the plant community. Like today, I'm actually going to go to my first plant swap. I'm very excited. I have all of my plants with my little Plants by Wade Lee stickers and social media handles all over. It's going to be really cool. And, you know, I was like, oh, nervous about, like, well, what's a plant swap really like? So, of course, I went on YouTube and watched, like, 20 plant swaps. And it's really about community. And, again, that's what this podcast is about. The Plants by Wade Lee podcast is going to be about community and how we can encourage each other. If you leave a review in Spotify for the Plants by Wade Lee podcast, you will be entered in for a drawing next week for a 1 gallon of my premium chunky mix. Great for aerids and other plants that need to be well-rooted, but also well-draining. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Until next week, we'll talk later.